You hear? He said, thou that shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Those words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, in your heart, not here, in your heart. Why? In your heart. So that it can protect your heart, so that you can do it. He goes on saying that thou shalt teach them. Teach them to your children. Talk about it when you are walking. This is the Bible. Talk about it when you are walking. When you are sleeping, talk about it. Instead of thinking of these problems and other problems, quarreling with everybody, complaining and asking God questions when you are entered in your bed, no, put that aside. Talk about His word. Speak about His word. Meditate about His word. Then when you raise up, He says, talk about His word. We need to live the word. We need to do the word. We need to allow the word to make us what it has to be. We need to allow the word to change us. The word. Until we live it, then we shall be successful. We shall overcome the devil. We shall overcome the challenges. Once we leave this book, leave it. Read it. Teach it to your children. Let it change your life. Let even people see that the day when you gave your life to Christ, you read the word, your life is transformed. By doing that, you will overcome, because that's a weapon. This is the book where we have our promises. This is the book which tells us how we can relate with our God. This is the book the Bible says that God keeps His word. He looks after His word. Now when you depend on His word, everything has to work out. Because God is out, follow it. I remember one day the Lord told me that, Steve, when you speak my word, I'll confirm it. When you speak your own words, you confirm it. Now I'm very careful to see that I speak the word of God. I want Him to confirm it. Because me, I cannot confirm it. Now God is there to confirm His word. In John chapter 15 verse 7, the Bible says that if you abide in me and my word in you, ask anything, I'll give it to you. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, His word in you, then ask anything. He will do it. Now, how are you going to abide in the word of God unless you read it? Unless you allow it to change you. Now that's the third key. This man, I thank God for this man. Although he was in captivity, but he heard the word of God. He depended on the word of God. Although he was passing a difficult situation, he depended on the word of God. Can we go on? Okay. The fourth key. Right people. To be with the right people. Right people. Is that clear? Are you with me? To have right people. If you are to overcome, you need right people in your life. If you are to overcome, you need right people around you. Sometimes people, they are failure, not because they are, because they are supposed to be failure. It's because of the people who are surrounding them. Once you have bad people, you will never overcome. Once you have the right people, you will overcome. Godly people. People who are reading the Bible, who are living according to the word of God, you will overcome. But if you have rebellious people, you are going to rebel. If you have people who don't read the Bible, also won't read it. If you don't, you have people who don't attend the church, you won't do that. Is that clear? Unless you have the right people. Now, look, the Bible says that when you walk with the wise people, you become wise. When you walk with a fool, you become fool. Now, watch to your friends. Those people who are speaking to your life. Those people who are surrounding you. Are they the right people? Are they the real people whom you are supposed to be with? Those whom you are discussing with all the time, on phone, you visit them, you work with them, are they the right people? If not, if they are not the right people, then you need to come out of them. You cannot overcome with the wrong people. You cannot cross over the other side with the wrong people. You need the right people. Let those right people speak in your life. Let those right people walk with you. Then by doing that, you'll be able to overcome. Those people who read the Bible. Those people who love God. Those people who fear God. All the time they talk about God. If you don't smoke, hang out with the smoking people. You are going to smoke. If you are not boozing, hang out with the people who are boozing. You are going to do that. If you respect your marriage, hang out with the people who do not respect their marriage. You are going to do the same. Now, when you want to succeed, get the right people. The wrong people, they'll destroy you. There's a man, King Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, from verse 20 to 24. This was a man whom God chose to be a king. But he had the wrong people instead of right people. Let's start already from verse 20 to 24. You hear? He was chosen by God to be a king. But because of having wrong people around him, he was rejected. Even his kingdom was given up to somebody. The Bible says, on verse 21, but the people, you hear? He went and did what God told him, but the people. He obeyed the people. He allowed the people who do not fear God, who do not walk according to God's word, who are not there to submit to God's word, they disobeyed, and also he followed that. The people. Because he had the wrong people. They told him, no, we don't need to kill this. Let us take it and give it to God as a sacrifice. Then also he disobeyed God. Now God told him that because you have rejected my word, also I'm rejecting you from being a king. Why he was rejected? Because of the wrong people. Why he lost the kingdom? Because of the wrong people. Why you can fail? Because of the wrong people. Why you cannot succeed? Because of the wrong people. If you are to succeed, have the right people. Live with the right people. Communicate with the right people. Let the right people surround you. Let them speak to you. Me always, when I'm coming from Uganda to travel in different nations, I ask God that, God, I'm going, but I need the right people who are going to be abrasive to my spiritual life, who can speak to my spiritual life, who can assist me to become what I'm supposed to become. I need the right people, not the wrong people. I tell him that God, close up each and every door which is not right. Open up the right door. Bring the right people. But you don't ask God for that. You just, everybody who comes on your way, let me tell you, you might lose. Is that clear? In Psalms chapter 1, Psalms chapter 1 from verse 1, let's all read. Psalms chapter 1 from verse 1. Mm-hmm. You hear? Verse 1 it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of ungodly. Blessed is the man who does not walk in counsel of ungodly. Now, if you walk in the counsel of ungodly people, what's next? A curse. Because it says that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of ungodly. That means when you walk into them, you are cursed. Now, why you are cursed? Because you are walking with people who are ungodly. Why you are blessed when you walk with people who are godly? He goes on saying that even he does not sit into their seats. He does not stand in the, even the ways of the sinners. He says that he's blessed. Now, I know that all of us, we have friends. I have friends, you have friends. Now check your friends. Are they the right people? Those who are friends who are giving you counsel for your marriage, are they the right people to speak to you? Those people who are counseling you, who are speaking to you, whom you finish time with them, are they the right people to you? If they are not right people, don't bring a curse on yourself. You better separate with them because you don't need them. You need to look for the right people. Me, I don't hang out with everybody. I hang out with somebody who is right. And when I know that God brought him in my life for a purpose. Sometimes you are what you are because of the wrong people whom you're hanging with. In Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, we are reading verse, wait a minute. Okay. Acts 4, start from verse 13. Mm-hmm. Let's have a read. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They recognized the boldness of John and Peter. Then they perceived that these people, they're not educated. But they came to know that they were with Jesus. Why they were doing what they were doing? Because they were with Jesus. Why they were speaking with boldness? Because they were with Jesus. Why they were preaching the gospel with the power of God? Because they were with Jesus. In our nation, we have a saying that tell me whom you are living with, then I will tell you your characters or your behaviors. Just mention people whom you are living with, whom you are working with, then I will tell you your characters. That's our saying. That means when I see that you are working with robbers,
That's what you are.
Even if you deny it, but the people you are living with, that's what they are doing, that's what you are. If you are working with liars, I know that also that's what you are. Now because they walked with Jesus, even people they perceived and say, yeah, they are doing that because they were with Jesus. They are preaching that because they are with Jesus. Are you with me? Good. That's the fourth thing. If you are to succeed, if you are to overcome, that's what you need. The fifth one is the hand of the Lord. When we go back in Ezekiel chapter 1, he says the last words that the hand of the Lord was upon him there. The hand of the Lord was upon him there. I don't have time to go and read different verses which talks about the hand of the Lord. But what you need the hand of the Lord to be upon you. Although you are passing in dry season, you are passing where everybody does not know what is going on, asking this and that and that. But once you allow the hand of the Lord to be upon you, you are protected. You get me? You are protected. Your family is protected. Your job is protected. Everything of yours is protected because the hand of the Lord is upon you. Now this man, although he was in captivity, but he was protected by the hand of the Lord. They mistreat him, but the hand of the Lord was upon him. They couldn't affect him. You get me? They did everything on his life, either to finish up his life. They couldn't because the hand of the Lord was upon him. Some people, they think that the hand of money can protect them. No, the hand of the Lord has to protect you. Some people, they think that the hand of their friends can protect them. No, you need the hand of the Lord to protect you. The hand of the Lord. Now, the hand of the Lord cannot be upon you when you don't follow his word. The hand of the Lord cannot be upon you when you don't communicate with him. When you go and read the book of Nehemiah, the Bible, Nehemiah talks about the good hand of the Lord which was upon him. The book of Ezra, he talks about the hand of the Lord which was upon him. Are you getting me? Let's read a little bit in the book of Ezra. Chapter 7. Ezra. Chapter 7 from verse 6. There's some already, if you've seen there. According to what? Can you go on?
And there went up some of the children of Israel and of the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king.
You hear? I have a lot of places where Ezra talked about the good hand of the Lord. They managed to rebuild the house of God, the walls of Jerusalem, because of the hand of the Lord which was upon them. They bring revival into the house, into the children of Israel, because of the hand of the Lord which is upon them. Now, my sisters and brothers, we need to have the hand of the Lord upon ourselves. Once the hand of the Lord is upon ourselves, we shall do different things. We shall live a different life, whereby that even people, they will admire the life which you are living in. People, they will just come to you. because of the hand of the Lord which is upon you. You don't need anything. Me, I don't need anything. I need the hand of the Lord. Because it's because of the hand of the Lord that's why I'm standing here. It's because of the hand of the Lord that's why I've managed to travel everywhere where I've traveled. It's because of the hand of the Lord that's why I have managed to touch the lives of people and God transforms them. Because of the hand of the Lord. Now what I need is the hand of the Lord. I need to keep the hand of the Lord upon me. You need the hand of the Lord upon your family. When the hand of the Lord is upon your family, the devil won't torture your family. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, God will protect even your job. Will protect everything of yours because the hand of the Lord is upon you. Now, if you want to overcome, let the hand of the Lord be upon your life. Don't allow the devil to bring in his hand. Let the hand of the Lord be upon you. Let me give you the last one and I go. The last key, be in the Spirit. Be in the Spirit if you are to overcome. Be in the Spirit. When people, they talk about being in the Spirit, there's different of being into your feelings. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about somebody to live in a Spirit. To live in the Spirit, you have to submit to the Spirit. You have to surrender 100% to the Spirit. You have to break down and allow the Spirit of God to flow within you. Not living on excitement. Not living on feelings. But live in the Spirit. Somebody who lives in the Spirit, even the fruits of the Spirit are sin. Even the way how he does these things are sin because he's in the Spirit. But those who are on feeling and excitement, you see them. Because the fruits won't come out of them. Because they are not living in the Spirit. Hear what in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. This is my last one. Then we get time of prayer. Revelation chapter 1. Let's read from verse 9 to 10. You hear? Verse 10 it says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Spirit on in the Lord's day. Each day is for God. You agree with me? Each day is for God. That's why David said that this is the day which the Lord has made. That means each day is made by the Lord. Each day once God allows you to step into that day, is his day. Now here he says that, I was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord. Now that means that each day, because it is for God, we have to be in the Spirit in each day. Because it's made up by God. Don't say that sometimes I'm in the Spirit, other hours you're not in the Spirit. There's some people who you find and say, don't take me out of the Spirit. If somebody can take you out of the Spirit, that means you're not in the Spirit. You know, these kids are pulling me out of the Spirit. If your kids are taking you out of the Spirit, then you're not in the Spirit. Nobody can pull you out of the Spirit once you submit to the Spirit. Now, each day, every day, from Monday to Sunday, it's the day of the Lord. You have to be in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Submit yourself in the Spirit. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Some people will say, no. Me, I love God. I want God to speak to me. Yeah, if you love God, God speaks to you through the Holy Spirit. If you create up a good fellowship with the Spirit of God, then you'll be able to live according to the Spirit, and you do things according to the Spirit, because it's there you have to be in the Spirit. Don't allow the devil to pull you out of the Spirit. He said that on the Lord's day. How is in the Spirit? Are you in the Spirit? If you are in the Spirit, why don't you forgive? If you are in the Spirit, why do you lie? If you are in the Spirit, why do you hate? If you are in the Spirit, why are you confusing other people? Are you getting me? If you are in the Spirit, why don't you get time and read your Bible? Because I know the Spirit of the Lord has to direct you to read the Bible. If you are in the Spirit, why don't you get time and you pray? Because the Holy Spirit has to lead you to pray. If you are in the Spirit, why don't you love your wife, love your husband? If you are in the Spirit, why are you not concerned about your family? Now, if you are living that life, you need to submit to the Spirit of God. Because once you submit to the Spirit of God, things are going to turn, to change around. If you are in the Spirit, why are you not obedient? Because we have people who are not obedient. They are not obedient to their pastors. They are not obedient to their fellow leaders, their leaders. Then you are not in the Spirit. You cannot tell me that I'm in the Spirit when you disobey your pastor. When you disobey your leaders. Even Jesus, he obeyed his God. Now if Jesus obeyed and he submitted himself to the Spirit of God, what of you? Now if you are disobeying to your pastors, to your leaders, then you are not in the Spirit. Disobedience does not come from God. It comes from the devil. The Bible said that submit, obey to the leaders. Now if you cannot obey to the leaders, then you are not in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, read verse 1 and 2. Uh-huh.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Other people, they have a version, some version of saying that there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, and it stops there. But King James, it goes on saying, who do not walk after the flesh but after the Spirit. That means when you are in Jesus and you walk after the flesh, you are condemned. But when you walk after the Spirit, you are not condemned. Is that clear? Now, if you want not to be condemned, you need to walk after the Spirit. Now, you cannot walk after the Spirit unless you submit to the Spirit. Unless you allow the Spirit of God to flow and take control over you. He said that you are not condemned. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You cannot find yourself into sin once you submit the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will lead you in the ways of God. He will lead you in the ways which you have to walk in. You bear even the fruits of the Spirit. Why? Because you're led by the Spirit of God. Because you're in the Spirit of God. Put this excitement. I thank God for you because you're not so excited. Do I have some churches which are on excitement all the time? Now, such excitement, that's why we are not seeing the fruits of the Spirit. Because being excited and you live on excitement, you cannot bear fruits. We need to submit to the Holy Spirit. Remember, when Jesus was about to go, he told his disciples that unless I go away, the Comforter won't come. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort us. Now, when you don't have the Spirit of God, when you don't submit to Him, who is going to comfort you? He went on saying that He's going to teach you. If you don't submit to Him, who is going to teach you? These days, the church is non-teachable. When you're a pastor, you want to teach people whom you're reading. Some of them, they don't want to be teachable. They'd rather change the church than being teachable. Because they don't allow the Spirit of God to teach them. He told them the Spirit of God will teach you. He told them that He will bring all remembrance to remember all things which I have taught you. Now when you don't have the Holy Spirit, how are you going to remember the things of God? God, I want you to use me. He cannot use you when you don't submit the Spirit of God. Because this is His generation. He told the disciples that don't leave the city until you receive the Spirit of God. He told them that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will be my witness from Jerusalem. Then that means if the Spirit of God does not come upon you, you shouldn't be His witness. Now, we need to submit to Him in order to do the works of God. We need to submit Him in order to overcome. We need to allow Him to flow within our life. Put aside what you call yourself. Put aside what you think what you are. Put it aside. You need to call upon the Spirit of God. You need to allow Him to flow within you. Whether you are apostle, bishop, that title sometimes. It's useless when you cannot submit to the Spirit of God. God touch me. The Holy Spirit has to touch you. That is His work. Let me tell you, church. The Holy Spirit is on earth because of you. If it wasn't you, He wouldn't like to live on this fallen nation. But because of you, because He wants to assist you, He wants to work on you so that you can be in the right way or to have fellowship with God. That's why He is on earth. If it wasn't you, but the bad thing, He's on earth because of us, but we don't allow Him to flow. We don't allow Him to work in us. We don't allow Him to change us. And He's assisting us. The Holy Spirit, He will never go in hell. No way. He will never. He is holy. He is God. He will never go in hell. Now, when you don't allow Him to do what He has to do within you, you go in hell, not Him. Now, when you surrender to Him, you benefit. When you allow Him to flow within you, you benefit. When you tell Him that God, Holy Spirit, have your way, take control over me, you benefit. Then you'll be able to overcome. I like to allow the Spirit of God to flow within me. I like to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Sometimes you find things are harder because you want to do it by yourself. If you let Him do, things will be easier. Allow Him to flow. He says that, be in the Spirit. Work. Thank you, Jesus. We need to allow the Spirit of God to flow within our life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, they start from verse 6. Let some read.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, mm-hmm. yet not the wisdom of this world, mm-hmm. nor of the princes of this world, mm-hmm. come to naught. Mm-hmm. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, mm-hmm. even the hidden wisdom which mm-hmm. God ordained before the world and mm-hmm. for our glory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But God has
That's over there. You hear? He says, let me start from verse 10. He said, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, the deeper things of God, and come and reveal it to us. He goes in heaven and search all the deeper things of God, all the things of God, and come and reveal unto us. Now, when you don't have any connection, when you don't submit to Him, that means you are missing ever deeper things of God. You miss them because He cannot come and reveal to you. He cannot come and reveal to you. He said that no man can know what is in the spirit of a man except a man himself. Now, no one can know the things of God except by His Spirit. To have revelation of the Word of God, we need the Spirit of God so that He can reveal it to us. Now, when you don't have any connection with Him, what are you going to do? He says that the things of the Spirit of God are foolish to those who are carnal. Now, we need to be spiritual so that we may understand the things of God. Remember, when you don't surrender to the Spirit of God, there is another spirit which takes over. When you're not on the side of God, you have to be on the side of the devil. When you don't have the Spirit of God, when you don't submit the Spirit of God, there's another spirit where you submit. Now that's why, because you have submitted to another spirit, that's why we see the fruits of that spirit. Rebellious. Unteachable, unforgiveness, jealousy, envy, confusion, because that's the spirit we have submitted. But when you submit to the Spirit of God, we are going to see love, joy, peace, teachable spirit, obedient, loving one another, taking care of one another, forgiving everybody, loving your enemies, praying for them, because that's what the Spirit of God will do. Let's read this last verse and we pray. It's in Psalms. Psalms 104. Psalms, verse 30. 104. Verse 30, You hear? He said that thou send forth their spirit, thy spirit, and they are created, and he knew the faces of the earth. He sent forth his spirit, and they are created. What is created? When you come to Christ, there's certain things which the devil destroyed within your life. Because you were born in sin, you grew up in sin, then the devil destroyed everything which God had put in your life. Now, when you come to Christ, He sent His Spirit so that He can create everything which is missing within you. But He cannot create everything which is missing within you unless you open up your heart. Now, what are we going to do tonight, this time? That we are going to open up our hearts. We allow God to send His Spirit. Let Him come and create everything which was destroyed within our life. Maybe you are struggling with the life. You are living the life which you don't want to live. Because you have not allowed Him to come and create everything. Because on your own you cannot change. He changes you. when you give him permission. You cannot become what you're supposed to become. He does that when you give him permission. Now, he sent his spirit, and they are created. The certain thing the devil destroyed. Instead of love, the devil destroyed love and put their hatred. Now, you need to come to the spirit of God to destroy hatred and put their love. Instead of forgiving, the devil puts the unforgiveness. Now, when you open up your heart and say, Master, Holy Spirit, come and take over. He will destroy unforgiveness and put there forgiveness. You forgive. Jealousy. That God will destroy that. Prayerless. Disobedient. The devil, God, will, the Holy Spirit will destroy that and create obedience in you. Are you getting me? Now that's what we are going to do in these few minutes. I want all of us to pray. Talk to your God. Don't wait anybody to come and pray for you. Do that. Open up your heart. Allow him to create what is missing within you. Tell him daily, the Spirit of God, create within me what's missing. That's what David prayed. That create a new heart within me. Renew my spirit. David realized that there's a certain spirit which he does not supposed to have. Then he said, create within me a new spirit. Even in Ezekiel, the Bible says that I pull away the heart of stone and I give the heart of flesh. That heart stone, let it come out of you. Allow the Spirit of God to come and dwell with you. That brother, come here. Let him come here. Stand there. You're going to know what's happening. Can you put this man?